Mary Backstage, Noble Wife, the story of America's favorite family of the Footlights and of their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway. The Meredith Jinx. That's what the janitor, Wallace Peavy, calls the strange sounds that came out of the darkness at the little New Hampshire town hall as Mary, Harry, Pop, and Calvin were rehearsing scenes for Westchester Furioso. Now, minutes after our last episode, we hear Greg Marlowe say,
Okay, that looked pretty good. Now, I think if we could get the cast on, Pop, we want to do your dance routine.
Okay, Mr. Marlowe.
And then we want to have the second act finale with all the girls, the singers, and in your hat number.
Right. But what do you think about that jinx, Greg? Do you think it's going to hurt the show at all?
Well, I don't believe in any ghosts or spooks or jinx, do you?
Well,
I
mean, they were ghostly sounds that we heard.
If they were ghostly sounds, it's somebody up there in the third balcony who's trying to
see. See, there it is again.
Sure, well, it doesn't bother me not one bit.
Where's Mary?
Mary? Maybe she went over to the coffee shop across the street.
Well, I hope so.
No, I mean, go ahead and scream again, Ghost. You got us petrified down here.
See how frightened we are? What do you suppose Mary is?
She probably went across the street. Mary!
I didn't see her leave the theater. It's so dark out there, you can't see anything.
Mary?
Well, why don't we go ahead with the rehearsal and maybe she'll show up.
Okay. All right, Pop, on stage for that
okay.
Big cast number.
Little bit. Hey. How's it look, Miss Marlowe?
Great. Keep smiling, though.
All right. Hair flops down in my eyes. Got to get something to take care of that. Oh.
Great. The ghost must like it, too.
Yeah, that could be the janitor, on the other hand.
I'm going to get the police and have them check this out. This is nonsense.
All right, you want to bring the girls out and have them start the number?
Girls, on stage, please, for the big second act finale. If you would, please. Okay, maestro, hit it. Smile, girls. That's it.
Boy, it's good to hear that music again.
In your hat, by Lily Dashay. And your gown by Scaparelli. You're as pretty as a rhinestone in your
face. Just go ahead, girls. Don't applaud you.
And when you're passing by, how could any mortal such as I keep from sighing?
I don't know what to make of those noises. There's something going on here that we'd better check out.
Oh, it's some crank up on the balcony. I'll call the cops. I'll get them out of here.
Probably some of the town kids that just try to raise trouble with
the Meredith Jinx. I buy that. Smile. Keep smiling, girls.
For an invitation to a fond caress. And when you pass my way,
keep smiling, girls. Don't applaud you.
Greg, I'm going out and look for Mary. I'm afraid she's missing. And so Harry expresses concern for Mary. But is she really at the coffee shop across the street? And what of the jinx in Meredith, New Hampshire? Be sure and join us tomorrow when we'll hear Calvin say,
"She wasn't there, huh?"
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. Word Car speaking.